This is Mayberry, or at least Mount Airy wants you to think it's Mayberry. The Andy Griffith Show is an indelible part of the town. There is Aunt Bee's restaurant, Opie's Candy Shop, and even Mayberry Heating and Cooling. Right on Main Street at Bear Creek Gifts, there's an old Andy Griffith album playing through a few small speakers.
Now this Swan Lake opens up on this young prince that is having his coming-of-age birthday party, and all the guests come up, and they're doing a step called the pas de trois.
As the locals and visitors learned of Mr. Griffith's death, the mood was somber. There was a quiet reverence inside Floyd's barber shop. Yes, named for that Floyd. Russell Hyatt is 88 years old, and he's been cutting hair here for 65 years. 5 days a week, $8 a cut. It used to be City Barbershop, but he changed the name to Floyd's to capitalize on the Mayberry mystique that draws tourists. The shop's walls are covered in snapshot photos of his customers, as well as countless celebrities who have come to visit. Hyatt says he cut Andy Griffith's hair for a couple of years while the would-be actor still lived in Mount Airy, before he became a star.
Well, he was just a nice boy. Real nice guy. And he'll be missed. Because he's done so much for us, the people here in this town.
Just outside the barber shop, a family of four, the Mickles, stopped to take pictures. They are visiting from Timberlake, North Carolina, and Joel Mickle says they are all big fans of the Andy Griffith Show.
We have planned our family vacation, actually, to be up here Monday through probably Wednesday, and we just happened to hear the passing of our dear buddy there. It's like losing a family member.
Mickle believes the show helped him set an example for his kids.
And I taught my children as we was growing up, you know, every one of them knows the show by heart. And it's really, honestly, it's a good show just to live by. It's a good life.
Just next door is the Snappy Lunch, a diner that's been here for over 80 years. It was mentioned a couple times in the show, and it's a staple for any fan who comes to town. It's best known for its fried pork chop sandwich.
Yeah, I wish I had a dollar for every pork chop I made. Lord have mercy, I'd be rich. I could retire now. Yeah.
That's Diane Doss, and she's been cooking at Snappy Lunch for 18 years now. She's seen all kinds of celebrities come through, even Oprah. She says Mount Airy still exemplifies a lot of the feeling of Mayberry, and that Griffith will be missed for a long time.
A sad time, because he was such an impact on the town, and people really did appreciate what he'd done for the town.
Walking back down Main Street, again passing the Bear Creek Gift Shop, a song is now playing through the speakers. It's the theme of the Andy Griffith Show. A lot of people here have that famous whistle stuck in their minds. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Mount Airy.